This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Government's revenue collection and expenditure both remain below target in the first 7 months of the current fiscal year. Prime Minister Sushila Karki directs authorities to conduct the upcoming election in a fearless, peaceful and fair manner. World Radio Day being observed globally today with focus on AI and public good. And Bangladesh Nationalist Party wins majority in the first election since student uprising. Now the news in detail. The government's revenue collection and expenditure have both remained below target in the first 7 months of the current fiscal year 2025-26. According to the government authorities, total expenditure as of mid-February stands at 40.8% of the annual allocation of the 1.964 trillion rupees budget earmarked for the fiscal year. 801.37 billion rupees has been spent so far. Under the recurrent heading, 562.37 billion rupees has been spent, accounting for as much as 47.62% of the allocated 1.180 trillion rupees. The problem is that capital expenditure remains significantly low at just 15.62%, with 63.72 billion rupees spent out of the allocated 407.88 billion rupees. Spending under the financial management heading has reached 46.71%. Now the time for revenue. Revenue collection has also fallen short of expectations. Of the targeted 1.533 trillion rupees for the fiscal year, only 44.49%, equivalent to 682.16 billion rupees, has been mobilized so far. Foreign grants have reached just 24.02% of the annual target. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has directed authorities to conduct the upcoming election in a fearless, peaceful, fair and rigging-free manner. The Prime Minister reached Taplejung district this morning and discussed election preparations, security arrangements and geographical challenges with local authorities. Briefing the District Security Committee on election and election officials, Prime Minister Karki instructed the Chief Election Officer of the district and security agencies to ensure voting on the 5th of March takes place without fear, pressure or influence. She expressed security concerns that exist in mountainous and hilly districts and called for special attention to voter security. Chief District Officer Sivaraj Serai informed the Prime Minister about the district security situation, polling station conditions and accessibility. Of the 80 polling stations in Taplejung, 28 are classified as highly sensitive, 25 as sensitive and 27 as general. This morning, the Prime Minister offered prayers at the Pathibara Shrine. In a social media message, she said she prayed for a peaceful election. World Radio Day is being observed across the globe today with special programs involving radio professionals, communication experts and broadcasters. Proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO member states and adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012, the day is marked annually on the 13th of February. It commemorates the establishment of United Nations Radio in 1946. UNESCO states that the day aims to raise awareness about the importance of radio as a communication medium, promote access to information, encourage its use for public interest, and strengthen cooperation among broadcasters worldwide. Radio remains the most widely consumed medium globally and is regarded as a powerful platform for democratic dialogue and social inclusion. Its ability to reach diverse and remote audiences makes it an essential public forum where different voices can be represented and heard. In a message on the occasion of the World Radio Day, UNESCO Director General Khalid El-Inani stressed that the use of artificial intelligence in broadcasting should serve the public good. He said radio must continue to provide accurate information and support communities with empathy and responsibility. Radio stations worldwide are marking the day through special broadcast forums, competitions, and public awareness activities. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, has secured a majority in Bangladesh's landmark national election, paving the way for a new government. According to the BBC, the result marks a major change in the country's politics and a significant turnaround for BNP leader Tariq Rahman, who has lived in self-imposed exile in London since 2008. Voters across the country cast their ballots not only to choose a new government, but also to take part in a referendum aimed at changing the constitution. This was the first national election since student-led protest in 2024 ended the 15-year rule of former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. The protest led to widespread unrest with hundreds of people killed during the crackdown. Hasina has denied allegations that she ordered the use of force. Her party, the Awami League, was barred from contesting the election. Supporters of the former ruling party had called for boycott of the vote. Meanwhile, the Bangladesh Election Commission has described the polls as neutral and credible. U.S. President Donald Trump has reversed a major scientific ruling from the Obama era that formed the basis of federal action on climate change. According to the BBC, the decision overturns the 2009 endangerment finding, which concluded that the greenhouse gases pose a threat to public health. The finding has long served as a legal foundation for federal rules aimed at reducing emissions, particularly for vehicles. The White House described the move as the largest deregulation in American history. Officials said the change would lower production costs for car makers and reduce vehicle prices by about $24,000 per car. Speaking from the Oval Office, President Trump said that 2009 ruling was a harmful Obama-era policy that damaged the U.S. auto industry and increased cost for consumers. Environmental groups have strongly criticized the decision, calling it the most significant rollback of U.S. climate policy so far. Several organizations say they plan to challenge the move in court. Former President Barack Obama, who rarely comments on the actions of sitting presidents, warned that repelling the finding would leave Americans more exposed to the risk of climate change. The Pentagon's policy chief, Eldridge Colby, has called on European allies to take primary responsibility for their own defense, urging NATO to focus on partnership, not dependencies. According to Al Jazeera, speaking in Brussels at a meeting of NATO defense ministers, Colby said the alliance's current approach was no longer fit for purpose and required major adaptation. He said the United States would continue to provide its nuclear determined and support NATO in a more limited and focused way, including training and joint planning, while adjusting its global priorities. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte described the meeting as pivotal and said the U.S. nuclear umbrella would remain the ultimate guarantee for security for both Europe and Canada. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be hazy in few places of the Tarai region. It will be generally cloudy in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpachim provinces, while the rest of the country will be mainly fair. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Government's revenue collection and expenditure both remain below target in the first 7 months of the current fiscal year. Prime Minister Sushila Karki directs authorities to conduct the upcoming election in a fearless, peaceful and fair manner. World's Radio Day observed globally with focus on AI and public good. And Bangladesh Nationalist Party wins majority in the first election since the student uprising. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and Happy World's Radio Day.